John chapter 17 tonight. John chapter 17. One verse tonight. Lord, burden my heart with this morning. Preached it to me, challenged me, and I hope it'll do the same for you. John 17, we're going to read verse number 17. John 17, verse number 17. The Bible says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. We have here the official prayer. So many times we call the model prayer the Lord's Prayer, but that is not. This is the prayer that left the Lord's lips. Some people call it His high priestly prayer. Many encouraging and things in this prayer. In this prayer, He prays for you and me. Jesus Himself recorded a prayer that He prayed for us. And what an encouragement that is to me. And then we come to this passage. He is asking God on our behalf. He says here, He says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Jesus prayed that for us. What an encouragement that is. And what a challenge. And I want to look at that briefly tonight, and then we'll be done. But the first thing we see as we think about being sanctified by truth, I want to point out what the passion of believers should be. The passion, the desire, the focus of children of God, what their desire should be. Should be to be purified from sin. That should be our desire as God's children, to not sin more each day, but to sin less. Now, the Bible tells you and me that if we say we have no sin, we lie and do not the truth. The Bible says in 1 John that we're going to sin, but that shouldn't be an excuse for us to say, "Well, since I'm going to sin, I'm not going to try to stop sinning." No, that's not how it works. We should strive to be more like Jesus and to become more pure, not less, because that is what sanctification is all about. It's a process that begins at the moment of our salvation, and the end result when we get to heaven is we will be exactly like Him. I praise the Lord for that. But until then, I believe a believer that is where they are with God has a desire to purify themselves from sin. And maybe there's somebody watching online or in the room or later on, and you say, "Well, Pastor Tyler, I really don't have that much of a desire to change, to purify myself from sinful things in my life." Well, to be honest with you, that is scary. Now, I am the judge of no man's soul. The Bible says, "Judge not lest you be judged." I cannot tell you if you're going to heaven. I even tell people when I'm sharing the gospel with them, witnessing to them, leading them to the Lord, I guess we call it. I tell them, "I cannot tell you you're saved. I can't do it. That's between them and God. I can't do it." But we can look at fruit. But if someone who claims to be saved does not have a desire to purify them from sin, there is a major, major problem. Are they lost? Possibly. Are they saved and they've wandered far from God? Possibly. And that's a very dangerous place to be. It's a very dangerous place to be. But the passion of believers, first, I believe, should be to purify from sin, but also to prepare ourselves for service. To prepare ourselves for service. A good athlete doesn't... Now, maybe some of them have raw talent and they can just get out of bed and be natural athletes. But most people can't get up on the bench and go in and play the game, play like they've done it their whole lives. If we're going to be effective in our walk with God, our service for God, we've got to prepare ourselves. We've got to be constantly developing ourselves and growing Lord, and growing our abilities so that we can be the best that we can be for Him. And I believe that should be for children of God. Do you have a desire to grow in your walk with the Lord, to prepare yourself for service? I believe that's another desire that a believer that is where they need to be with God has. I'll be honest with you, there have been some times in my life where that desire hasn't been what it should be, and the reason why is there was sin in my life that I hadn't dealt with yet. That will put a damper on that desire. Stop you in your tracks. That's why we've got to purify ourselves from sin. I believe we should have a desire to prepare for service, and I believe we should have a desire for positioning in service. What I mean by that is finding your spot, your place, God's will for your life. Now, God's got a will for every believer, like a broad will for believers, that we should preach the gospel, fulfill the Great Commission, but I believe God's got a very specific will for every believer in this room, watching online, listening later. God's got a specific place, a specific position, a specific job for you to do in the in the family of God to grow His kingdom. I believe a believer will have the desire to purify themselves from sin, prepare for service, and to position in service. You'll want God's will, but how can that happen? How can we be purified? How can we be prepared? How can we be positioned? Sanctification. Our verse again says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." That word sanctify means to set apart. That's kind of God putting, like preparing you, setting you apart, preparing you for some form of service, but it also holy. Now, praise the Lord, when we got saved, the Holy Spirit took up residence in our heart, and a part of us is holy, is perfect, and will never sin. But I believe that we should be purifying ourselves, and sanctification is how that happens, to make holy, to purify or consecrate, to create respect. Would the Lord characterize you and me as that? Something or someone in His, like the Bible talks about, I believe it's in 1 Timothy, vessels unto honor. Would we be vessels that the Lord would want to take out and show off when company comes in? Or would we be the ones that we don't care if we throw away or we just don't care about? So it's something with great respect, prized to separate profane things and dedicate to God. See, all that is encompassed in the word sanctify there. Sanctify. Now, specifically, it is referring to the disciples. But then I believe spatially, it's all believers throughout time. Anyone who's placed their faith in Christ, Jesus is praying for you. Sanctify them. How? By or through, which means by thy truth. And to make it clear, how are we to be sanctified, made pure, set apart, separated from the profane, dedicated to God, be a vessel unto honor, something He can prize? How? Thy word is truth. That's right here is how we are sanctified. Here's how we're purified. Here's how we're prepared. Here is how we find our position. Right here. Not an airplane in the sky pulling a sign. Not an audible voice from heaven. Because people is always saying, I wish the Lord would just speak to me. Until you've read every word of His 66 books, don't talk about Him speaking audibly. And by the time you get done reading the Bible, He will have spoken to you if you come to it with an open heart. So we see sanctification is how we're prepared, positioned. And how are we sanctified? By the Word. So, the preparation of believers, how do we get sanctified by the Word? perusing of the Scriptures. Perusing of the Scriptures. I chose that word specifically. That means to read through with thoroughness or care. To scan or browse. If the Word's going to have an effect on us, we've got to first read it. I think we need to come to it with an open heart, with a clear mind. We need to ask the Lord to illuminate His Word to our hearts. But this the perusing, this reading, I would encourage everyone to do that with a pen and paper next to you so you can write down questions or thoughts or things that may pop out to you as you read. Write them down, but then move on because you want to grab the whole thought. So many times we catch one verse, we take it out of context, and that's where we're at. But if you read the whole thought, it helps it all make sense. So I believe we should be perusing other Scripture. We should read it. I believe we can all read, no matter how much we all read, I believe we could all read more. To be honest, I believe we could. I know I could. I know I should. So it begins with reading, and I encourage reading with a pen and paper beside you. That way you can make those notes. And then after the perusing, I believe there needs to be pondering of it. Perusing, but pondering. That means to consider deeply and thoroughly, to meditate, to weigh carefully, and consider thoughtfully. If this book's going to have an effect on us, we've got to first read it, but then we got to dig. Now, this book is loaded with gold nuggets that can change our lives. But some of them are deeper than deeper than we realize. Some of them take more work to find. And that's why so many Christians are struggling along, because they're flying at 30,000 feet, just skimming off the top when they're not reaping the riches of the Word. Because it takes work. It takes hard work. And one thing that I wanted to recommend to everyone there, and I don't know if everyone's got a smartphone, but there's an app on your phone, or there is a website you can go to by the same thing. If you don't have internet, you don't have a phone, I'll point you toward the good old Strong's Concordance and some other books. It's called Takarta Bible. Anyone that's interested, I can show you that. On there, you got access to free commentaries, got access to a Strong's Concordance. I say that because the Strong's Concordance and all that is looking at the underlying languages. Looking at Greek, you're digging below the surface, because some of the Scripture, if you read it from the surface, you're going to be led down a dark path. If you take it for face value and you don't study it, because like I said, people who read the exact same Bible we do, and to be honest with you, they're headed straight for hell because they read it at face value and they don't study it, because some things in English don't mean what they meant in Greek. They don't. That's why we've got to dig, study, and with the app, which I use all the time, I probably use that more than the expensive Bible study software that I got, that one app with the Strong's Concordance and defines words, and you're just digging and looking what the actual word is. And it helps you to understand what God is really saying. And so studying the Scripture so that you can clearly understand what is being said. And that should be the goal of every child of God. Not only to read the Bible so we could check a box and say we read it, but to understand what we read so that we can apply it to our lives. Remember, the goal is sanctification. The goal is purification, preparation, positioning. We do that through perusing the truth, pondering the truth. And here's another one, practicing the truth. Practicing. I love defining words. It helps it make a lot more sense. So practice the truth. To perform or do habitually or usually. Does that characterize our obedience to the truth of Scripture? Do we practice it? Do we habitually or usually perform what we're told to do? It goes on to follow or observe habitually or customarily, to exercise or pursue as a profession, art, or occupation. Does that characterize our walk with God? You say, well, I'm a carpenter, or I'm a businessman, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. Well, you're a child of God. And the reason you're here is not specifically to be whatever that is that you're thinking of right now, but it is to, within that capacity, serve God. Our job, my day job may be to work for the state of Tennessee, but my duty is to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I'm a servant of Him. That is my profession. That is our occupation. Then it goes on to perform or do repeatedly. Look at that. And to do repeatedly in order to acquire skill. Pastor Tyler, I just can't figure that out. I can't do that. Well, keep doing it. Practice makes better. And if we're honest with ourselves, spiritually, we've got a lot of bad habits we need to break. We need muscle memories we need to destroy. I remember when I was playing baseball, I had a bad habit when I swung to yank my front shoulder out, and I couldn't touch. So my baseball coach for 2 months, there's a tee there, there's my arm here, and I've done this bat, this hand just standing by my side, and I'm just going, batting the ball and tee. The most miserable and boring practice for 2 straight months. But I had to break that habit. Because if I had not done that, I may have looked good in practice, but then you get in the heat of the battle and you go back to muscle memory and doing what you always did. So to break ourselves of that, we've got to or do repeatedly in order to acquire or proficiency, to train or something in order to give proficiency. It perfectly. But if some people say, because the Bible talks about prayer, well, Pastor Tyler, I'm not very good at praying. Well, you know how you get better? Do it. You say, well, I'm not very good at witnessing. You know how you get better? Do it. I'm not very good at speaking in front of people. Do it. You'll get better. That's how skills are developed. You doing it over and over again, trusting God by His grace to help you, He will develop those skills in you to make you who He wants you to be. That's why a lot of Christians haven't found that position. Because they're not serving enough for God to develop them and help them find that place. The preparation through perusing of the truth, pondering of the truth, practicing of the truth, and the product, very quickly, and then I'll be done. A believer that does those things, first, a believer that is pure. Let the Word sanctify you. The Word will purify you. Just like metal, when it is purified, it is heated very hot, and then the impurities separate from the pure metal. When we get in the fire of the Word, it will purify us. I believe it will produce a believer that is pure. It will produce a believer that is prepared. And we'll always be growing in that preparation. We will have never arrived. And if we ever get there, we got a problem. Another problem we need to deal with. But a believer that is pure, a believer that is prepared, a believer that is positioned. Get in the Word faithfully. Study it. Read it. Study it. Live it. As you do so, you'll find where you fit in. You'll find God's perfect will for your life. You'll find your Kosovo, I guess you could say. I love Pastor Daniel. He's exactly where he needs to be right now. God wants you to find your Kosovo. Whatever that is. God's got a spot for you. Now, Pastor Daniel's Kosovo isn't easy. Pastor Daniel's Kosovo is hard work. But there's no place on planet Earth that he would have peace or joy or be fulfilled than in Kosovo. God wants you to find that for you, and it's found in His Word, being sanctified by His truth. Believer that is pure, a believer that is positioned, a believer that is anointed with God's power. You want God's hand on your life? Get sanctified by the Word. I'm not saying, when people think, people hear God's hand, oh, here comes the riches, good health, there's that car I want, everything's going to go great. No. So that's the goal. We see in the Bible, those that did the most for Jesus were the ones really, a lot of times, that suffered the most, which spits in the face of prosperity gospel. But would we rather have the pleasures of this life and not have God within a million miles of us, or have the touch of God on us and really live a miserable life? I want to be where God's hand's on me, and I believe you do too. So a believer that is pure, prepared, positioned, anointed with God's power, and I love this, a believer that is at peace. Once again, that doesn't mean your life is peaceful on the outside, but your heart is at peace on the inside. See, when you're sanctified by the Word and it's directing you, it may direct you right in a storm, but guess what? God sent you there. So God's with you there. God's going to get you through there. God's going to grow you there. God's going to do great things there. You're going to see things there that you've never seen elsewhere. May God help us to have a burden to be sanctified by His truth. And His Word is truth. His Word is how we're sanctified. The Bible is the key to it all. Any legitimate question you have, God has an answer in His Word. I praise the Lord that He didn't leave us to fend for ourselves. Now, so many times we do. We act like we don't have a Bible. But if we'll let Him speak to us, He will change our lives forever. May not conform to this world. Transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. Let's change our minds. Let's get in the book. And we'll make an impact for eternity. The world may never know us, but I promise you God does. Very closely. May God help us to strive to be sanctified by His truth. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Please give me the grace to be obedient, Lord, to your word that we've studied tonight. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.